Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Matthew, chapter number 2, beginning in verse number 1, where the Bible declares, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him." We're looking this week at questioning Christmas. There are several questions that appear here in this chapter where the wise men come to Jerusalem and come before this Edomite king who sits upon the throne of Israel. And we began looking at these questions. First, we saw the question, where is he that's born king of the Jews? And we saw that there was no excuse for Herod, nor the scribes, Pharisees, or any of the other Hebrews, not knowing of whom the Christ would be born, because the scripture had made it very clear in Genesis 49, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come." And then we saw the second question yesterday. The Bible says, "For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." And they were asking where he was, and the evidence, they knew he was there because of the star. Well, apparently the king, nor none of his subjects, nor none of the residents knew anything about a star. They obviously could see it. If the wise men could see it, they could see it. But they did not recognize the symbol of it. And yet the wise men did, because the scripture had pointed it out in Numbers 24:17. The Bible declares, "I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob," with a capital S, "and a scepter shall rise out of Israel." And so this symbol of the star was foretold in scripture all the way back in the Pentateuch. And these wise men from the east were simply following the instructions of scripture. Well, the scripture goes on to say that Herod, when he gathered all the chief priests, scribes, and the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Well, there was no excuse for not knowing where he would be born. You see, because the scripture had already told them. Herod had no information, apparently. And it's interesting also that the wise men, I guess they were basically just at that point the king of the Jews. They figured he'd be born in the royal city, the city of Jerusalem, when in reality he was going to be born in a small unknown town below there and away from there. Not far, but still unknown to most. And they demanded of them where Christ should be born. Well, the answer was found in the book of Micah, chapter number 5, verse number 2. And Matthew tells us that's where they turned when asked. The Bible declares in the Old Testament book of Micah, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting." This tells us not only the town, but it also tells us a little bit about the character of this one who was coming. He's going to be a ruler, going to be the king. But the Bible says, "whose going forth has been from old, from everlasting," telling us that it wasn't that Christ had a beginning in Bethlehem, but that's where he was manifest. That's where he became flesh and dwelt among us, was in the city of Bethlehem. And so there was no excuse for them not knowing these questions that they sought. There was no excuse for them not knowing of whom he would be born. They come saying, "Where is he that is born, king of the Jews?" Certainly this was news and unwelcome news to Herod. They said, "For we have seen his star in the east." No excuse for not knowing what sign that he would be born. And then there was no excuse for not knowing where he would be born. He demanded them where Christ should be born, and they said, "Bethlehem Ephratah." That would be the place marked by the Old Testament prophet. Without excuse, because of the truth of the scripture. Father, I pray for those that may be listening today that are without excuse because of the truth of the scripture. May they come to Christ before it's everlasting too late, in Christ's name. Amen.
This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.